thinking, and I'm with you through till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, how does a man who studies theoretical physics at university end up writing novels? I thought science and art were completely separate. And he goes on to win major literary prizes. Well, let's ask him. Andrew Croomey is with us today. He's won the Northern Rock Foundation's Writers Award, which is worth 60,000 quid, which sounds a lot. Well, it is a lot. Over 3 years, though, that's like 20 grand a year, and you've got to get cracking, haven't you, Andrew?
That's right. I'm hard at it already, yeah.
So this is it. It's no more day jobs.
No, that's right.
Concentrate
I'm just
on the
getting on with the book, and well, the publisher's given me till January to get this one finished I'm doing just now, so I'm plugging away at it. It's all on course.
And where exactly are you in it then? The book is Sputnik Caledonia, or is that the working title?
Yeah, well, that's working title, but yeah. I mean, I think it's quite a good title.
It's
so
a great
probably
title.
The one I'll stick with.
Give us a little summary of what the story's about.
It sort of starts out with a story of a little boy in Scotland in sort of 1970s who dreams of being an astronaut, and it sort of goes from there. Into all sorts of directions, really.
Okay.
He ends up being an astronaut.
Fantastic.
In a kind of parallel reality.
Okay, but, parallel reality.
So then it's getting into all that
right.
stuff.
I knew it wouldn't
yeah.
take long. It wouldn't take long. Because because science and art, well, they're not separate for you, are they?
No, they're not. I mean, I think, we live in this world where everything is in little boxes. And from very early on, you know, at school, you've got to make all sorts of choices about, are you an artist? Are you a scientist? Are you this? Are you that? And, I don't like sort of putting things in boxes. I mean, I'm interested in ideas, and you can do that in art, you can do it in science, you can do it in all sorts of things.
But going back a bit to your education and choosing to study something at undergraduate level, you have now a first in maths and theoretical physics, right, which sounds incredibly, incredibly impressive to a woman who's only got a CSE grade 3 in maths.
Well,
so you know that's really something. It sounds like at some point during your education, you made a choice. You did put yourself
sure,
in a box.
Sure,
didn't you?
Sure. But you know, even when I was at school, I mean, I thought then one day maybe I'll end up writing books. But the reason I did science at university was because I was just really interested in it, and that's what I wanted to do. And I thought, well, if I don't learn it at university, I'm never going to learn it. It's the only way you can do it, really. So, now you often hear people sort of, they want to study something because they'll get a certain job, it's good for their career, and all the rest of it. And I always take the attitude, if you're interested in something, then just do it, you know. And that's how I've always lived my life. You know, I don't start with some big master plan. You just do the things you're interested in. So, you know, right now I'm interested in writing books. That's what I do.
Give us a little idea of what theoretical physics is. You know, like an idiot's guide.
Okay. Well, it can involve things like atoms, what the world is made of, where the universe came from, what's time, what's light. Really, it's the answer to the biggest questions. I mean, how did we all get here? Where are we all going? What are we all doing? So, it's just about the oldest science. I mean, it includes things like astronomy and all these sorts of things. It's not really much concerned with biology, life science. So it's, but if you think of the science of everything else, that's quite a lot.
And take a concept like the concept of the parallel universe.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a Doctor Who fan, you'll get this kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
But you think that, I mean, you've used these ideas in some shape or form in your novels, in your fiction. And if you take something like the parallel universe idea, do you think that holds water? Do you think there could be such a thing?
There could be. I mean, in all honesty, I think if I really had to kind of, you know, if you sort of held a gun to my head and said, do you believe or not? I think I would have to say no. I know of an American physicist who has said that if you sort of held a gun to his head and sort of pulled the trigger, then there would be parallel universes in which he would survive. And the only reason he's not going to do the experiment is because he would sort of leave a widow behind in this world. But that's how much he believes in it. I don't believe in it that much. But the fact that that the ideas around, that interests me. That, you know, there's lots and lots of stories now, not only in science fiction, but people are forever sort of thinking, well, what if history had gone differently? What if the past had worked differently? And, I mean, 100 years ago, writers weren't writing books about that. People didn't write books about what if Napoleon had invaded Britain. But people do write books about what if Hitler had invaded Britain. Mm. So why? You know, something has happened to the way we think about not just history, but just the way we think about the world. You know, do we think of life as being something that we can always make choices in, or is everything sort of fate? And I think in the past, people believed much more in fate and that they couldn't really control things. Now we do.
Andrew Crumey is with us today, writer Andrew Crumey, who this year won the Northern Rock Foundation Writers Award. We'll talk some more with Andrew in just a couple of minutes. If you are getting in touch, text 07786 200 954. If you'd like Andrew to explain the concept of time in 10 seconds, hey, that would be great, wouldn't it? I bet you wouldn't need 10 seconds. If anything like that, you know, just get in touch. 07786 200 954. Life, the universe, and Chuck Berry.
Riding along in my auto.